Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot on this Friday Eve. Thanks for joining us here on WWL. Normally I'm on from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., so doing this afternoon thing's a little out of my comfort zone, but I think together we can get through it. Had a great hour last hour talking about home delivery of groceries. Now that Amazon has joined Walmart and all the local grocers, Rouse's, Winn-Dixie, in offering home delivery of groceries in Greater New Orleans, our Blue Runner opinion poll question was, is home delivery of groceries a sign that we're using time efficiently or a sign that we're increasingly lazy? 52% of you voting at WWL.com said it's using time efficiently. 48% said we're just getting lazy. All right, thank you for your votes. We changed the opinion poll for this hour. Should it be illegal in the United States to eat cats and dogs? Why would I ask that question? Well, a resolution has passed the U.S. House of Representatives asking countries like China, South Korea, Vietnam, and India to end the slaughter of dogs and cats for human consumption, saying there is no place for such practices in a compassionate society. Also, the House passed a bill banning the slaughter, transportation, sale, and possession of dogs and cats for consumption in the U.S. Is the Dog and Cat Meat Trade Prohibition Act of 2018 necessary? Representative Vern Buchanan of Florida is one of the sponsors. He wrote in his statement that 44 states do not have laws currently banning consumption of cats and dogs, adding that this practice should be outlawed completely, given how beloved these animals are for most Americans. 44 states don't outlaw it? California does, Georgia does, Hawaii does, Michigan, New York also banning it, along with Virginia. Those are the six states that explicitly ban the eating of dog and cat. Two other states have some laws, but they're not that explicit. Meanwhile, the president of South Korea's dog, Tori, has become the face of a canine adoption and protection campaign launched in Seoul, South Korea, this summer. It urges people not to eat their dogs. The campaign's headed by a group called CARE, Coexistence of Animal Rights on Earth. It was launched during one of the hottest days of the year in South Korea because, according to the Korean calendar, this is the time of year when you're supposed to eat dog meat. They make dog meat soup in a belief that consuming that will help beat the summer heat. It's where the phrase "the dog days of summer" may have originated. Not that the dogs are lazy and lying on the porch and barely moving during the hot summers here in the South, but in Asia, where they would eat dog soup, and still do to this day, not as much, but there are still people who do it over there. 44 states don't make it illegal. Let me ask you, what is the difference between eating a cow, a pig, a chicken, a dog, or a cat? Is it that we don't name are cows, pigs, and chickens, generally? I mean, some people probably have pets like that. Many places in the world, they still eat horse meat. France, they devour horse meat, love horse meat in France. But we don't eat horse meat here, not with any regularity, not very widespread. Why is that? Why are some animals okay to eat and others aren't? Do we need a law to explicitly ban, across the United States of America, the eating of cats and dogs? 504-260-1870. Text me at 870-870. Go to WWL.com and vote in our Blue Runner opinion poll. Let's talk about it. Are you surprised that the United States Congress is getting involved in this issue? Or do you applaud them for doing it? 504-260-1870. Text us at 870-870. Your thoughts after this. The United States House of Representatives has taken up some bills, one that would make it illegal to kill or consume dogs or cats in the United States of America, another urging countries like China, South Korea, Vietnam, and India to end the slaughter of dogs and cats for human consumption. The author of the bill says that 44 states do not currently have laws banning consumption of cats and dogs, but says they should, and says it should be outlawed across America because we are a compassionate people and we love our pets. Our Blue Runner opinion poll, should it be illegal to eat dogs and cats in the United States? 78% of you say yes, 22% say no. We'll keep tabulating the votes at WWL.com. Bob, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What do you think? Should it be illegal, and are you surprised in 44 states it's not currently?
Hey, Dave, no, I'm you know, I don't care one way or the other. I've eaten dog before.
Where did you do that?
Well, it was in Asia, and it tastes a little like chicken. I mean, everybody says everything tastes like chicken, but it did taste a little bit like chicken. But I had to quit because I picked up a nasty habit of wanting to lick my butt.
Oh, Bob. 504-260-1870. Eric, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hi, hello.
Eric. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
What do you think? Do you think we need a law to ban this? And are you surprised 44 states, including Louisiana, don't currently have laws specifically outlawing the consumption of dogs and cats?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, we and, you know, a lot of us that grew up in the hood and everything, we used to joke about it, you know, that you know, a lot of Asian people would cook dogs or cats, and we just thought it was a mess. We just, you know, it was a joke. But just recently I found out that it's actually true, you know, that they...
Oh, don't. There's no doubt it's true in Asia. I mean, there's no... In fact, we were saying how in South Korea they've launched a campaign. The president of South Korea has launched a campaign. He rescued a dog as a pet and is using that dog as the face of this campaign, urging other South Koreans not to eat dogs because he says that they should be pets, not meals.
Wow. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, I think that's why you got the big difference in the percentage of people is because they have, they basically, you know, they love their animals, they love their pets. But what you said earlier was actually true, and it's kind of funny because it's like, you know, pigs and other animals, we eat it like it's going out of style. But we don't have them as pets, not many. But, you know, I mean, think about the pig, you know, I mean, pork chops, bacon, I'm making myself hungry. We eat it like it's going out of style, you know.
And so what is the difference, do you think? Why is it okay for us to eat pigs and cows and chicken? A lot of people eat deer, even rabbits, cute little fuzzy rabbits.
Coons.
Yeah.
Raccoons,
yeah. Well, what's the difference? Well, why, if we can eat all that, why not cats and dogs? Because we see them differently. We perceive them differently because people keep them as pets.
Man, you got a point. Yeah, this is crazy. But, you know, legislating something like that, you know, I mean, you might as well legislate all of them. You know, I don't know.
Would you eat dog or cat?
Accustomed to it, but if it came down to it in a survival situation, are you doggone right?
You know, I was watching that movie Mountain Between Us. It came on cable not long ago, and it's about two people who get stranded on a mountain and have to survive, and they have a dog with them. And I kept waiting for them to go to that scene where they had to decide if they were going to eat the dog or not because they had no food. Yet the little food they had, they shared it with the dog. And I just wonder, in that scenario, if you're starving to death, would you eat that dog? Or is it just something that we psychologically cannot get past?
Well, I draw the line at humans, but I'm sorry, old pup, you would have to bite the dust on that one.
Eric, but, we appreciate the call.
One last comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
About the, about the food being delivered and stuff like that. I'm only 54, and I can remember growing up in the 7th Ward. You had the milkman come on Dual Street and Law Street, and you also had the food truck. They would come through there hollering, bananas, bananas, fresh tomatoes, blah, blah, blah. They would get on there. I mean, the food truck would be right there, you know?
Yeah, and they bring it right up and down the street, and you'd get it wasn't quite delivered to your door, but pert near, it was right there in the street.
Right, you know, and it, like I say, you know, it was a good thing because you could go walk right out your door and get you some, you know, fresh fruit and stuff like that. So,
that process isn't over either. Remember, you know, Mr. Okra, who just passed away not long ago, his daughter, now calling herself Mrs. Okra, is still doing that across neighborhoods in New Orleans, driving around with the loudspeaker, selling fruits and vegetables right out of the truck.
Yeah, that was too cool, man. I enjoyed that as a kid because you could run out there and look. You know, sometimes your parents say, "No, he costs too much. Leave him alone. Let him go." You know, it was just fun to see. You know, and then you had the choice where you what you wanted to buy right then in the neighborhood, and just like a neighborhood grocery store. So. At any rate.
Eric, we appreciate the call. Thanks for reminiscing with us here on WWL.
Okay, you got it, man.
504-260-1870. Want your calls. Tell me, what do you think? Are you surprised 44 states, including Louisiana, do not have laws specifically making it illegal to eat cats and dogs? And should they? And should this bill that's now making its way through the United States Congress make it illegal across the country to eat cats and dogs? You know, he just asked the question. I posed it earlier, too. What's the difference? You know, a lot of places, they eat horse meat. Throughout Europe, they eat horse meat. The French eat horse meat like crazy. But we don't eat horse meat here. I think it all comes back to the same thing. We see them as, I don't know, a horse is a pet in as many cases. Some people, I think, have pet horses. And many people love their horses, no doubt about that. We have relationships with our horses. Clearly, we have relationships with our cats and our dogs, and I think that that's where things change. But, you know, my wife has told me this story several times. When she was a kid, they had a pig, and when the pig was ready, her daddy brought the pig to the slaughterhouse and came home with pork chops and bacon and everything else that you get from a pig. Well, the kids started crying. They couldn't believe it. This was their pet pig, and they had named the pig. They would ride the pig around the yard. So Daddy told them, no, this isn't your pig. We traded this pig for another pig and brought home the other pig to eat. They're like, oh, okay. And they went ahead and ate it. Guess what? It was their pig. 504-260-1870. I'm fascinated that in this era, this time, this day and age, when pets have become so important and have become literally members of the family to so many people, that people will spend thousands and tens of thousands of dollars on their pets now. They buy their pets birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, even though the pets have no concept of what a birthday or Christmas is. They will spend crazy money on medical bills for their pets because that's how important their pets are to them. You know, in a past era, if your dog got sick, the question was, well, if it's going to cost more than $50 to get the dog better, just give him a shot, put him down, I'll get another dog. That's not the way it is anymore. People will spend crazy money now on keeping their pets healthy. And the fact that only 6 states have explicit laws against the killing for consumption and the consuming of dogs and cats surprises me. 2 states have laws that kind of address it. 44 states, including Louisiana, do not. 504-260-1870. One person texted me at 870-870, said, I would eat your dog, but not mine. Norman. Thanks for calling. You're on WWL. How you doing, Norman?
Right. How you doing, buddy?
What do you think?
Huh?
What do you think? Are you surprised that there aren't laws across the country banning the eating of dogs and cats and that the United States Congress is taking this up?
Is Tommy Tucker?
This is Dave Cohen, Norman.
Dave Cohen? Okay, Dave, let me tell you. They had a place in Hammond right across from McNeely, and they were had dogs in their coolers, but they never did do anything to them because they told them it was for their own personal use. It's gone now.
Okay. So you said someone had dogs butchered?
No, there was a Chinese place, but they had dogs in the coolers that they was keeping in the coolers.
Did you see this yourself, Norman?
I didn't see that myself. It was in the papers and everything.
You know, there are a lot of urban legends about things
right,
like
China
that.
Inn, they call it China Inn, right across from McNeely and Hammond.
All right. Well, I don't know. I don't remember seeing any news stories to that effect, but I do know, at least based on what we're hearing in this bill out of the United States Congress, the author says that, and that's Representative Vern Buchanan of Florida, says that 44 states do not have laws banning consumption of cats and dogs. Now, I don't think you can butcher and sell dog and cat meat. That is against the law because it's not regulated by the FDA. But I think the key term you used is for personal consumption, that apparently that is legal in 44 states. Jerry, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Yes, I found it curious that you said that and we're asking India and some other countries not to eat dogs.
Yeah, China, South Korea, Vietnam, and India are ones particularly mentioned in this resolution passed by the U.S. House.
Right, but in India, they don't eat cattle because from a religious perspective.
Well, there are a lot of different religions in India, but
right,
you're right. Some religions do not allow the consumption of any living animals. They believe in reincarnation. They believe that those are the same souls as humans, so they won't eat animals.
So how would we feel if they asked us to quit eating beef?
It's a good question. So you don't think the Congress has the right to stick its nose in the business of China, South Korea, Vietnam, and India and tell them what they should or shouldn't eat?
That'd be true, yes.
All right. Would you ever eat dog or cat? And do you think it should be illegal here?
It doesn't matter to me or not. I mean, I've eaten a lot of animals. I'm not sure if I've ever eaten dog or cat overseas or not. I wouldn't be surprised.
You didn't ask what you were eating? You just lapped it up, whatever they put in front of you?
Pretty much.
All right, Jerry, we appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. Joe, Glenn, your calls are coming up after the news and some of your text messages at 870-870. This is for real, folks. The United States Congress is taking this up, looking at banning it nationwide. I didn't know it wasn't. Dave Cohen in for Scoot on your Thursday afternoon, the day I like to call Friday Eve. Joe, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Yeah, my sister just had a chocolate Labrador put to death, or, you know, put to sleep.
And when you say chocolate Labrador, you're talking about the color of the dog?
Yeah, okay. Chocolate lab.
I just want to make sure, because we're talking about eating dogs. So.
Oh, yeah, of course, and that was my point. I mean, I don't understand anybody wanting any kind of animal that returns to your affection, like a horse, a cat, and a dog. Why would you eat them?
I mean, some people have pet pigs.
Yeah. Same thing.
I know people who have had pet cows.
Right, yeah. And like you said, when you eat these animals, you'd rather not know who it was. So that was my point on that. But the other thing is that you're saying they would spend thousands of dollars on dogs. This one had failing kidneys, and it was $5,000 vet bill before they decided to put her to sleep.
They already put $5,000 in.
Yeah. And what's unfortunate is that now she's thinking about having the dog stuffed. She can't let this thing go. So I mean,
people have their dogs and cats taxidermied now, so they can keep. Some people have them cloned, so they can get an exact replica.
Yep. And what's really interesting, and now you're talking about the dog meat and eating and everything. You know, they got a law out there that you cannot eat. I'm putting it very cordially and politely, bull peanuts, which is called pizzle. So, I mean, it's interesting how they would, you know, throw in what laws that you can and can't eat. So it's very interesting.
I wonder why anyone would want to, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Rocky Mountain oysters are legal, so.
Yeah.
That, and that's the other part of the male cow's privates.
It's really bizarre. So I'll let you go on that.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for leaving me on that, Joe. That was mighty nice of you. Text messages coming in at 870-870. One person says, I love my lap cat. Wouldn't work with a cow. Yeah, I guess that is one difference between a cat or dog and a cow or a horse is size, for sure. Another says, hell yeah, it's necessary to make it illegal. It's disgusting and morbid to even consider eating cats and dogs. Hideous thought. Let them eat their rats overseas. Leave Fido and Whiskers alone. Another text message comes in. Some of those people don't have anything else to eat. Sounds like a vegan marketing scheme. I don't know that there's a whole lot of vegan marketing going on. Glenn, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey there. I lived in Phoenix for a while, and there was a restaurant, Roberto's. It was a chain of Mexican restaurants, and they had the best chicken burritos you could ever want
to
eat.
I hate to guess where you're going with this. All right, keep going, Glenn. I'm biting.
Well, it came on the news that...
Pardon the pun.
One of the Filiberto's were using cat meat. And they chicken burritos, so they shut down.
And you saw this report on the news?
Yes, on the news.
This wasn't just something somebody told you that had happened somewhere?
No, I saw it on the news.
Okay.
They shut down all the Filibertos in Phoenix for a few weeks, and then the one near me reopened. So I told my family, I'm going to get me a chicken burrito. They said, Dad, they might still be serving cats. And I said, if a cat tastes that good, I'm eating cats.
You don't care if it's a cat. You care how it tastes.
Yes, it was delicious. But they found out it was just this one of the stores.
So you don't think you actually ever ate cat?
I don't think so, but it wouldn't have mattered. It was delicious.
You know, there are still places where you can buy raccoon. And
oh, yeah.
And they have, and the rules are they got to leave 1 foot on the raccoon when you buy the meat. So you can see that it's a raccoon foot, not a cat foot, because apparently there was a time when there was a problem where people were selling cats as raccoons in some of the stores locally here in New Orleans.
Well, that's a good way to solve that problem, leave the foot on.
No, that's what they did, yeah, because people didn't believe after someone was caught selling the cats, saying it was raccoon, people didn't believe it, so they would leave the foot on to prove it. Now, personally, I wouldn't eat raccoon. It doesn't interest me. I love chicken. I love beef. I love pork. I love seafood. And at this point in my life, I don't think I have to expand my palate anymore. I that's fine if you want to eat raccoon.
Well, I did back in the day when I used to go visit my people in Madisonville all the time, and they'd shoot the raccoons right out their tree and cook it right up, and it was pretty good.
I just don't think I'd have the stomach for it.
I don't think I would do it now, but
yeah. I mean, I throw up a little bit in my mouth thinking about eating a cat or a dog, because for whatever reason, it's just how we've been programmed to think that that's wrong. I can't imagine eating horse meat, even though a lot of countries do that too.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. No. I got one question for you about that raccoon with the foot on. Did you get to keep the foot and make a keychain out of it?
I don't know. I've never bought a raccoon. I don't know. I just know that we've done news stories on that. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you.
504-260-1870. Hey, Larry, you're on WWL.
Dave Cohen, happy Friday Eve. I want to know one thing.
Yes.
You what? Robot or what? Do they wind you up? Do you have a cot under your desk? I was up at 5 o'clock this morning going to work. Listen to you and Dave.
Yeah, that's when I'm on every morning at 5 a.m. This was a surprise. Scoot had something come up. He couldn't make it in today, which is so rare for Scoot. And they just asked me if I could jump in. So here I am.
All right, bud. We love your show. I ride into work with you every morning. Just want to let you know this live with the Hoodat truck.
Oh, yeah, Larry. Love it when you call. You feeling good about this Sunday's game? You think the Browns are going to be beatable by the Saints, or after what you saw last Sunday, are you afraid?
I think they're going to come out and have a change. I think they're going to come out and win.
All right. You think they got a wake-up call, huh?
They got a wake-up call.
All right, Larry. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 5, all right?
Catch you in the morning.
All right. Larry, thanks for calling WWL. Don, David, your calls are up next. More of your text messages at 870-870. And we'll see how you're voting in our Blue Runner opinion poll. Should it be illegal to eat dogs and cats in the United States? Currently, there's no federal law against it, and 44 states don't have laws specifically banning it. Should there be laws against it? This is going through the United States Congress, believe it or not. Category 2, Hurricane Florence, is off the Carolina coast now. 17,000 people have already lost electricity, and landfall is still hours away. Good news is top sustained winds dropped down to 105 miles an hour, making it Category 2. If it had remained a Category 4 like it was just a couple days ago, we'd be talking about a very different picture. But still, the possibility of 30 to 40 inches of rain, the very latest coming up in less than 15 minutes in WWL First News. Our Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll, should it be illegal to eat dogs and cats in the United States? 66% of you say yes. It should be. Text messages coming in at 870-870. Who in the hell is going to eat a cat or a dog besides a psychopath monster? What nonsense? Another text says, what about a rabbit or deer? If someone is starving, I see, eat anything you can find. Another says, do you eat dog? No, never have, and I don't think I could, at least not knowingly, because I've had pet dogs my entire life, and I think it psychologically changes things. I guess if I had pet cows or pet pigs, I'd feel differently about eating that, too. Dave, here's my theory, says another text at 870-870. I don't want to meet it before I eat it. M-E-E-T. So I don't pick out a lobster from the tank. I don't want to see the cow, the chicken, the fish, the pig. And no, I'm not a vegetarian. I just don't want to see it before I eat it. And definitely not eating dogs or cats. Just no. 504-260-1870. Don, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I missed the last hour because I was working delivering groceries. And
you do it for a local grocery store, for one of the apps? Who do you do that for?
Yeah, Rouse's.
Okay.
And through Instacart. And I can attest to the fact that most of the people that I deliver to are not lazy. I deliver to blind people, the elderly, handicapped people, mothers with multiple small children, and none of them that I would really consider lazy.
So you don't have any lazy clients that you bring groceries to?
Not so far.
No one just sitting on the couch, binge-watching the latest Netflix drama, or just playing video games and don't want to get their butts up to go to the grocery store?
There may have been one, a young kind of stoner-looking kid who ordered some ice cream.
That's all he ordered was ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, through Instacart, when you order from Rouse's, how does that charge work? What do you got to pay to get you to deliver?
It's just a delivery fee. And
it's like $6 or something?
Yeah, and it depends on the area. I'm working in Thibodaux today, and I'll be working in New Orleans this weekend.
And you get that fee? Or do you split it with Instacart and Rouse's?
Yeah. Yeah, they give you a flat fee, and plus the people who order can tip you either online or in cash.
And do they usually tip you? Do most people tip you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So did you want to talk about cats and dogs, or you just want to share that with me?
I just wanted to share that with you, but yeah, I think they should outlaw it.
Why?
General purpose, that's the way I feel.
That's fair enough. And Don, I don't know. I have trouble explaining why I think I would never eat a dog or a cat, because I don't have a problem eating other animals. I've been adventurous at points in my life where I'll try something new and different. I think I'm beyond that now. I think I've established my palate and I don't want to mess with it anymore. But a lot of people are texting me at 870-870 having a problem with the other part of this resolution that passed in the U.S. House, asking countries like China, South Korea, Vietnam, and India to end the slaughter of dogs and cats for human consumption there. A lot of people think we have no business telling them what they can or cannot eat. Another person texts us at 870-870, says, legalizing pot, but federal crime to eat a cat? I do hate cats. Thanks for the text. Another says, ridiculous. India doesn't tell us that we can't eat cows. Well, we're not telling them we can't. It's just urging them not to in this resolution, but I understand your point. 504-260-1870. Robert, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Look, when I was a kid, I stayed on LC 4th Street in New Orleans East. It's like way back there, like in Michoud. Well, I was a little kid. I was bored. So I went to the back window, inside my room. I went to the back window just looking out. And they had these Asian people behind me. So I seen they had already pulled their truck in, you know, in the backyard. They had the back facing my window. They had the tailgate down, and they had this one of them. It's the peaceful looking dogs. I don't know the name of it, but it was tan. It's like a light tan, and they rigged up like a flame in the backyard with a little pot on it. And I looked like it looked like water, and they would pour it on the dog, and they just started like scraping it.
Was a live dog, or this is a live dog, or a dog that had already been put down?
A dead dog, a dog that had already been put down. Now, I didn't see him eat it, but that was enough for me. I'm like, oh, no, indeed. That's why nowadays when I go to, like, Asian buffets, like Chinese buffets or whatever, that meat that look weird that I can't recognize, I don't eat that right there. I stick to the stuff I know, like the fried fish, the shrimp, and the shrimp fried rice, egg foo young, you know, stuff like that.
Robert, we appreciate the call. There are urban legends for sure, but then there are actual stories. And here's the thing. According to Representative Vern Buchanan, it's not illegal in 44 states to kill and eat a dog or a cat. In fact, it's only explicitly illegal in 6 states, he says. Now, you can't sell it legally because it's not FDA regulated to ensure quality and that it doesn't have diseases and things like that. But apparently, in 44 states, that's okay. Well, it's not illegal anyway. See how you're voting in our opinion poll after this. Text messages coming in at 870-870. Congress has bigger fish to fry, so to speak. Federal government should stay out of the issue of eating cat and dog and leave it to the states. Now, it says, why should it be illegal? They're just animals like any other we eat, and they're not endangered species. Of those of you voting at WWL.com, 72% do think it should be illegal in all 52 states. Currently, it's only illegal in 44 states to eat dog or cat. I think it's gross, says another text message at 870-870, that people would eat dogs or cats. Just brought my 5-year-old beagle to the emergency pet hospital. The bill was $3,400, says another text message at 870-870. They paid it. That's what we're talking about. A lot of the reason is that we see these pets now as parts of our family. No one would have dreamt a generation ago of spending that kind of money on a dog to make them better. But now that's every day. Another person points out there are even pet therapists now that people pay for. Why is Congress wasting time on legislation like this? Don't they have anything better to do? Another text says, explain to me, what's the difference between pig, chicken, cow, then dog, cat, or horse? One person did text and explain the difference. Says, hey, Dave, dogs are omnivorous. We eat cows and pigs because they eat vegetables in grasses. So that's how you draw the line? Is you only eat animals that eat vegetables or vegetation? You won't eat an animal that eats other animals? Another says, I won't eat my dog, but I'll eat yours if I'm starving. All right, we will see how this unfolds. And we'll watch this legislation making its way through the United States Congress. Again, it's 2 different measures. One that would make it illegal in all 52 states to kill cats and dogs for consumption or to eat cats and dogs. And another, a resolution asking countries like China, South Korea, Vietnam, and India to end their slaughter of dogs and cats for human consumption. This is going to have to go to the Senate. It's going to have to go to the president. It's got a long way to go, both of these measures, but they're out there, folks. Someone else asks, shouldn't they be worried about immigration, not about eating cats and dogs? Coming up next hour, I want to talk about the way that our politicians govern now. You know, I was thinking about what happened in Kenner with the mayor banning Nike apparel for boosters to buy it for the recreation teams and then reversing his decision. Are we in an era of politics by social media? Do tweets, Facebook posts, Snapchat videos, and Instagram pics decide how politicians conduct themselves? We'll talk about it after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.